My name is Sarah Rice. I am 21 years old. Today is November 23rd, and I'm speaking with Melissa Rice, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Lima, Ohio. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
My happiest memory. My happiest memory is when I gave birth to you. When I held you in my arms and you had the cutest little face, that cutest little nose, and cutest little lips. You had your dad's ears. Sorry about that. And you had cutest little fingers and toes. And you were just so tiny. And you were just the cutest little bald-headed baby. And I just loved you with my whole heart. And I was so happy to finally be a mom. And that was my absolute best day of my life. Well, one of them. But one of my best and happiest.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
The most difficult moment in my life was when you found your dad in the van, dead. That was the hardest moment of my life, but yet it seemed to last forever. I thought I was going to pass out. The world seemed to actually spin. It seemed like it was turning, but I was standing still. I was so upset. You were so upset. You were talking to 911. I was trying to wake up your dad, but then I realized it was too late. And then I got the phone from you, and I told him it was too late, that he was already gone, and that he was purple, and he was gone, he's cold, and he was gone, and it was too late. And then, about 5 years after that, it was really hard. You helped me a lot with that, through that. But that was the worst day, the worst moment of my life ever.
That's probably the worst moment of mine too.
Losing mom and dad was hard, but losing your dad was harder than anything else I faced in my life. And then knowing I had to raise you by myself without your dad was really hard. But finding him and wiping his face and kissing his head and having his head on my shoulder, that was the hardest day.
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Trust your first instinct about a person. If you feel that they're bad, they generally are bad. That's number one. Number two, if you get in a relationship with somebody, don't think you're going to change them, because you cannot change that person. if they are wanting to change, they could change themselves, but they have to be willing to change and do the work to change. You are never, ever going to be able to change them. It took me a long time to learn that lesson. You can do anything you want as long as you're willing to work for it. You can get anything you want and do anything you want, but you got to work for it. Nothing is given for free. Our family has a lot of addictions, which are very easy to get trapped into. So don't drink too much or do a lot of drugs. That's a good lesson. I guess that's really it.
Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence in your life?
My mom. She had a really big influence in my life. She's the only person that I know of that I never really saw mad, ever. The woman had no temper. She had, I never heard her cuss. Her favorite thing to say was, "Old fiddlesticks," if she made a mistake. And we always called her when we were kids, Saint Marlene, because that was her name. So we called her Saint Marlene. So yeah, she was a great woman. And I really looked up to her a lot.
What lessons did that person teach you?
She taught me how to persevere. My dad was not the most pleasant man to live with. And to smile even through your tears. Even when it gets rough, you can make it through anything. And to always make sure you have extra money for a rainy day, because there will always come a time when you will need that extra money. My mom was a worrywart, so she worried about everything. And money was always a main concern. She worried about bills constantly. So I got that. Sarah's got that too. We worry about money all the time. So, yeah, that's one of our things. So I learned how to worry about money really good, really a lot.
How has your life been different than what you'd imagined?
When I was in high school, even before high school, when I was a child and up through high school, I always thought I was going to be a nurse. I always wanted 4 children. And I wanted those 4 children. I wanted to go to nursing school and have my 4 children by the time I was 25. All of that by the time I was 25. What was I thinking? Yeah, okay. But I ended up having health problems where I couldn't get pregnant. And I did not make the best choices when it came to men in my younger years. So, yeah, it didn't quite work out that way. And I made a lot of bad choices after I became 18. So, yeah, it didn't quite work out that way. So that was the main thing that differed. I expected to become a nurse, and I never did. But I did help people doing customer service at many different places. I also thought that I would have a husband right now. I never thought I'd be single at this age. I never thought I'd be disabled. Never thought I'd have epilepsy or all the health problems that I've got ever. But I do. So that is a big difference never expected most of the stuff that has happened. I ended up, I only have one child, and which I love her with all my heart, but I have one, and I've been a widow for 7 years, and disabled for longer than that, and so that's the main thing, not being able to work, and having all the health problems, and only and being a single parent, and not becoming a nurse, you know, so my dreams, and I'm living in a one, you know, renting a room off of my friend instead of having my own house, you know, because I can't afford it, and I don't want to live alone, you know, so those are all a lot of things I never expected, so you roll with the punches, you know, live with what you're given.
How has your life been different than what you'd imagined? If you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you regret not having done, and why haven't you done it?
I don't really have any regrets.
Are you sure?
In my life, I think the only thing that I would like to have done was spend more time with Sarah. I would have liked to have spent more time with her, and that's it.
And why haven't you done that?
Because she's going to college, doesn't want me around right now because she's going to college. And I'd want to monopolize her time, and she can't study with me around.
What are your hopes for me?
Oh my gosh. My hopes for you is that you get what you want out of your education, no matter what that may be. And the education that you want and go as far as you want with it, and that you get the position that you want. I want you to be able to travel all that you want. I want you to get married to whoever you want, whether it be the person you're with now or somebody else. I want you to have babies and babies and babies, or just one. But I would like to be a grandmother. At least once. I want you to be happy. I want you to have a happy, long life. But I want your dreams and hopes to come true. And I want you to try and stay healthy. And stay active. Don't eat foods I've eaten. Try and exercise. Not just work it on your feet, but exercise your mind and your body both, so that you don't get diabetic, you don't become diabetic, you don't get high blood pressure, you know, all the health problems that I've got, and take care of your depression and anxiety that we both have. Well, I don't have the anxiety, but depression, because that is hard to deal with, I know. But I just want you to be happy and have everything that your heart desires.
And
but have a little bit of hard stuff so that you can appreciate it, the nice stuff. Because you always have to have a little bit of hard stuff so that you can really fully appreciate the good.
Well, life is already hard.
I know.
So that already.
But if it's always easy, if you have an easy life, you don't appreciate it as much. You know, people that are rich don't appreciate it. They just think it's normal. You know, so there you go.
And what are your hopes for my children?
Oh my gosh. That they do even better. That they don't have depression at all. At all. That they can wipe that out. That maybe they can have an antidote to that, that they give them a shot and it just disappears or is gone. And, or there's a cure for it or something that, you know, is just gone and don't even have to deal with it, taking a pill every day or anything, or have therapy or anything. It's just gone. That would be wonderful. And, or that it's not even passed on to them, period. That they live happy lives, that they do more than you even do, educationally, financially, in their love life, with their children, just everything, that they do even better. You want your children to do better, and their children to do better, and their children to do better. You always want it to go better.
For future generations of your family listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them?
Well,
you have to think future.
Future. Well, I must say, if you're going by ancestry records, don't believe that crap because it is not true. If you're going by like ancestry.com, it isn't true because I have some half-brothers that are legally my cousins, but they're really my half-brothers. My aunt just adopted them. I've got my mom's dad is actually her uncle by law, because my grandma was kind of a slut. So, you know, there's that thing. Yeah, grandma's, you know, you don't think that way, but yeah, she was. Even back in the early 1900s. But yeah, so don't believe what you read and only half of what you see.
If you could do everything again, would you raise me differently?
No. I did the best that I could do. At that time, I thought I was doing the best I could. I thought I was doing really well. I know I made mistakes. I'm sure that Sarah thinks I made tons of mistakes, but I tried to do better than my parents did with me. And that's the best I could do. So that's it.
Who were your favorite relatives?
One of my favorite relatives was my Uncle Ben. He was my dad's uncle, so he would have been my great uncle, actually. He was a really nice guy. He would always be nice to me, where my grandpa wasn't. But Uncle Ben would always be nice to me. I liked him, and
Can you describe what they look like?
He was bald on top with just the, you know, hair around the sides and back. I think he wore glasses. He was chubby. Not sure how tall he was. I don't remember. Because he died when I was probably before I was 12. And that's really all I remember.
Do you remember any of the stories they used to tell you?
No, not of him.
Anything that they said?
Just he would always ask me if I was married yet. Every time I saw him, he'd ask me if I was married or had a boyfriend yet.
How old were you?
I was less than 12.
Goodness.
And he is a joke.
Mm-hmm.